Central Victoria, the Dog Spot with Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
So Wally is a rescue dog, which is interesting. It tells us something, but also nothing. But also, when the owners go out, he starts chewing random objects in the backyard. Now, what's interesting is that when they're home, he doesn't chew up anything. So that tells us something. So let's take the elephant in the room, the fact that he is a rescue dog. Now, my experiences over the last 15 years is when somebody rescues a dog from a welfare centre, they tend to have feelings about that dog of, oh, poor dog. Now, yes, they might not have had a great environment growing up, but they might have had a great environment. And sometimes we can put our emotions onto the dog. Humans, we tend to stay with our baggage for long periods of time. Dogs, if the environment changes and it's happy and it's got good boundaries and it's consistent, they do very well. So just because the dog's a rescue dog doesn't mean that we have to feel sorry for the dog or to baby the dog because he's been in that experience.
So they're pretty flexible with the way they adjust to new environment pretty quickly.
Really flexible. And actually their health depends on it. Dogs will thrive in environments where the boundaries are clear, the communication is consistent, and just like little kids, it's same old, next day, next day. It helps them build up their confidence. It helps them be able to explore the environment and relax. Because
so you can put the fact that it's a rescue dog, you can put that aside.
You can put that aside. Now, there are extreme cases, but I reckon 70% of rescue dogs can thrive in an environment that's consistent. Now, we've got a young dog. He's 7 months old, so he's going through puberty. He's like a teenager. He's a big dog, big golden retriever, and he's obviously enjoys his new family. Now, around that age, you're getting lots of energy. It's like being, a big bustling teenager. You need to move. You need to go. You need to have lots of activity in your life. And especially for Wally, that's his way. So what I would recommend the owners do, let's burn some energy for a start. So before you go to work, let's take him on a big long walk and let's give him a place to get rid of all that excess built up energy, and then off to work you go. Now, the things that, like the back mat, whatever I can remove to stop giving him the opportunity. So I would just take away the mat if that's something he's favourite to chew. And I would put into the environment some chewing stuff. So I might get some really good quality chew toys, or I might even go and get a big bone or something like that that he can chew on. Now, if it persists, then we know that he's probably got a little bit of separation anxiety. So then we might have people call in during the day, some of our relatives, or find a program that he can go to maybe once a week or a couple of times a week. There's lots of different things. And Righteous Pups does a community dogs program. So something like that that gives him activity, gives him social connection, and burns and drains his energy. Generally, the walk in the morning is far better because of a night time. We're tired and we don't want to go. But that should help the situation. If not, then I would maybe talk to the vet about looking at some kind of separation anxiety and teaching him how to be home alone. Those things would be key.